Hey, what's going on, guys? This is John Lambrose, a.k.a. Boondocks, a.k.a. the Rocky Mountain Madman, a.k.a. John Sawyer, a.k.a. the guy with the big fucking head, a.k.a. the host of the Audio Powerbomb known as the John Lambrose Show, right here on Anchor FM. It is January 26, 2019 at 10:44 in the morning. I am sitting here at my home in an undisclosed location. After a great night out, I attended the monthly Governor's Comedy Club open mic night at their Bohemia location. That's McGuire's Comedy Club in Bohemia. Go to govs.com, that's govs.com, and click on the Bohemia location for upcoming events. If you're a fan of comedy and you want to look for a new way to spend the night out with your friends, family, or loved ones, or whoever you like to spend the night out with. I know one of my old favorites, Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show, will be there this February. Sometime this year, Carlos Mencia will be there. Another old favorite of mine, Vic DiBattista, a.k.a. the Bread and Milk Guy from YouTube, he'll be there. And plenty of other interesting people will be there. Will I be there? I don't know. You'll have to wait and see. You know, I got a little something brewing up, but I'm not one who likes to give away, you know, too much information. I'd rather sit back and let everything play out. So that's all I got to say about that. Sorry for the no episode last week. Things got in the way, you know. Life gets in the way a lot, you know. Especially more nowadays than it used to, being that I'm on the verge of getting a job that's going to help secure my future. And then I got, you know, more things going on outside of show business. You know, I'm always going to have my hand in the entertainment industry, you know, but it's not everything to me. Just like pro wrestling is not everything to me. You know, I got a whole lot more stuff going on. You know, my mindset really has changed, you know, over the years. You know, I used to be the type to think, yeah, I'm going to be a star. Then I went from thinking like that to thinking like, yeah, you know, I'm going to make it, but it'll take a while, but I'm going to make it. Now I'm like, if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't, but at the end of the day, I'm doing things that make me happy, you know, because that's what life's all about, you know. Life is too short and too quick to go around being miserable, you know. Just, you got to work your ass off, do what you can to, you know, be successful and survive, but at the same time, you got to take care of you and do the things that you enjoy. And that's what I'm doing with this podcast, with the occasional horror gigs that I do, you know, with the comedy, you know, and with all the other stuff in my life. So, I'm sure there's people out there who are on the same boat, same page that I'm on. And if you're not, then, oh well. So, this week, what's going on wrestling-wise? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. I didn't get to see Raw, and I didn't get to see SmackDown. I do, however, want to talk about a certain situation. It might be an old situation to some people out there, but it's a hot topic as far as wrestling fans go. You know, and I love wrestling fans, you know, being that I'm one myself, you know, and when I was wrestling, you guys were and still are important, you know, to the business. If it wasn't for wrestling fans, you know, there wouldn't be wrestling shows, so you see where the two come together. But I want to talk about the type of wrestling fan that doesn't know their boundaries. And some of you are probably listening thinking, what the hell are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you. The type of fans who show up at airports, you know, and bother the guys and girls working in WWE at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, when they're trying to just simply make it to the next town. The fans who get intrusive with the cameras and the pictures and bother the guys and girls who were working in WWE and other big companies by, you know, snapping pictures or filming them in public places when they're simply trying to have somewhat of a private life. I mean, yes, they are public figures. Yes, they are famous. But that doesn't mean that every waking second they have to be on a camera, you know. Now, notice I'm referring to the guys and girls in WWE and other big companies and not myself. I never had to put up with these type of fans, and thank God for that. You know, but being someone who was once in the business, you know, I can't help but feel bad for these people who are, you know, simply trying to, you know, progress with their day-to-day lives, you know, but they got to deal with this insanity, you know. And I'll give you a true story, you know. For example, Sasha Banks, who is another wrestler that is in the same boat with me, and in the case of not liking the type of fan who will stalk you at an airport or come to your hotel room or film you in public without your knowledge, you know. You know what I'm saying? The creepy smart marks. Sasha Banks was taking a flight from, you know, I forgot what town, but she came into a city, you know, for a live event or something. This had to have been maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. And the second she comes out of her gate, you know, she's greeted by fans. And she's being nice at first, you know, saying hi and shaking hands and signing stuff, whatever. But then at one point she goes, hey, how do you guys, she asked one of the fans, she says, how did you guys know that I was landing here at this time and coming out at this gate? And I kid you not, the fan said, and I quote, oh, well, we called the airport and asked, you know, asked for your information and asked when you were going to get here, and the airport told us. That is completely unacceptable. It's an invasion of privacy, and it's something that should never happen, you know. I don't care how famous you are. I don't care if you're Elvis, you know. That information should be kept held private, you know, unless it's the authorities, you know. Like, if you're on the run from the police and the cops call asking when so-and-so is landing, then that's a different story. But if you're some super fan looking to get an autograph to sell on eBay because you're too fucking lazy to go out and get a real job, then no, you know, go to a signing, you know, go sit ringside at a show and hope that, you know, they'll come by and sign with the marker, you know, or wait outside the arena after the show, you know. But don't stalk them in the fucking airport. Don't interrupt them while they're having lunch, because they're people too, you know. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that, you know. And surprisingly, that concludes episode 2 of the Audio Powerbomb, known as the John Lambros Show. Like I stated earlier, I didn't catch Raw and SmackDown this week, so I don't have Raw and SmackDown reviews. I'm sorry, but life's been getting in the way. Hopefully next week's episode, I will have, I shouldn't say next week's episode. Hopefully come the next episode, I should have some reviews for both shows lined up and ready to go. But until then, you can follow us on social media at Audio Powerbomb,
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Audio Powerbomb. I, of course, am on social media at Boondocks51193 on Twitter and Instagram. That's Boondocks51193. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I have to say before I sign off here. No, that's basically it. I'm John Lambrose, and you're not. Thanks for listening.